With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. South Dakota's top election official has confidence in the U.S. Postal Service to disperse absentee ballots before the November election. President Donald Trump is opposing a Democratic push for more Postal Service funding in a new coronavirus relief package. Secretary of State Steve Barnett says South Dakota voters also have other options with their ballots.
I don't anticipate any issues, I guess, with the Postal Service. I think most of the county auditor's offices have, like we have one in Hughes County where there's a drop box outside the courthouse. So if people want to, if people feel more comfortable, if they request their ballot to be sent to them and then they want to drop it off at a secure drop box, that's also an option if they're worried about like a delay in mailing time or something like that.
Early voting in South Dakota starts September 18th. Barnett says voting by mail was popular during the spring primary election. 58% of ballots cast for that election were absentee. In the 2016 primary election, it was 22%. South Dakota health officials say they will stick to recommendations that only people with COVID-19 symptoms or exposure to the coronavirus get tested because an increase in testing nationwide is delaying test results. As large gatherings such as the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally and the State Fair get underway, local officials are planning to conduct mass testing to screen for outbreaks. But the Department of Health is balancing calls for more mass testing with making sure they can get test results quickly. Secretary of Health Kim Malsom-Risden says the state's public health lab currently produces test results within 1 or 2 days. Health department officials say South Dakotans should be wary of taking COVID-related medical tests outside of qualified health centers. Secretary of Health Kim Malsom-Risden says people looking for tests should stick with their healthcare provider before seeking outside services.
If I were a consumer, I would be inquisitive about the experience that anybody that's offering a COVID test or any other medical test really has and the credentials that they have to accurately interpret any of those tests.
Malsom-Risden says antibody tests detect previous infection of a disease. They are not used to diagnose a current infection. The state of South Dakota does not regulate testing machines. Approval is done at the federal level. State epidemiologist Josh Clayton advises caution when looking for tests.
We know that there have been other tests that are not have not received FDA approval. And you might be paying for what amounts to a coin flip with some of those, poor quality tests.
There have been 9,897 positive COVID-19 cases in South Dakota since the pandemic began. More than 124,000 residents have been tested so far. A South Dakota legislator is facing a lawsuit filed by a man who claims he was never paid for working on the lawmaker's possible campaign for Congress. Jaden Kroger says State Representative Michael Saba owes him $12,000 for work on a campaign that never came to fruition. Saba considered challenging U.S. Representative Dusty Johnson, but decided against it, in part due to the coronavirus pandemic. Saba says he's not liable for the claim because no agreement was reached between the parties. Saba says he's not liable for the claim because no agreement was reached between the parties regarding Kroger's services, and no contract exists. Traffic is down, but accidents are up at the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. Captain Jason Ketterling of the South Dakota Highway Patrol says there's an explanation for that.
You know, when the roads are a little bit more open, people tend to drive a little bit faster, I think, as well.
There have been 76 traffic accidents in western South Dakota during the rally this year. That's on pace to exceed last year's total. Drug arrests and total citations are also ahead of last year's pace. DUIs and warning tickets are down slightly. Meanwhile, devices around Sturgis have counted 7% less traffic than last year. That's a decrease of about 24,000 vehicles. The rally continues through Sunday. The petroleum company BP does not have to reimburse a state environmental cleanup fund. The South Dakota Supreme Court made that opinion public yesterday. Over 12 years, the state's Petroleum Release Compensation Fund reimbursed BP more than $3 million for cleanup of leaks from underground tanks at South Dakota gas stations. A few years later, the state asked for it back. Victoria Wicks has more of this story for SDPB.
The Petroleum Release Compensation Fund is administered by the Department of Environment and Natural Resources to reimburse owners or operators for cleaning up gas spills from underground storage tanks. The fund pays up to $1 million for each spill, with a $10,000 deductible. Between 1990 and 2002, BP received approximately $3.1 million for cleanup at 27 eligible sites in South Dakota. In its application for reimbursement, BP certified that there was no settlement or insurance payout available, and if one became available, BP would pay the state back. The state took BP at its word and did no further investigation. Later, the state discovered an insurance settlement in 1985 for out-of-state industrial pollution and made the claim that that settlement also covered tank leaks at gas stations. BP said that settlement had nothing to do with South Dakota gas leaks and didn't cover any incidents occurring after 1985. All of South Dakota's spills occurred after 1987. Chicago lawyer David Zott represented BP at oral arguments in January. He says the language of existing insurance coverage is clear.
No one has ever claimed that any of these policies are ambiguous. And so it's a question that must, in fact, be decided by the court as a matter of law on summary judgment.
He says the question of insurance coverage is a pure question of law.
It's also a yes or no question. It's not a question of there may have been insurance or there might have been insurance. You either have it or you don't.
Zott says the state had the burden to prove otherwise, and it failed. Justices agreed and upheld the lower court's summary judgment issued by then Sixth Circuit Judge Patricia Devaney. She has since joined the Supreme Court as a justice and so was disqualified for this case. Second Circuit Judge Susan Sabers joined the High Court in Devaney's stead. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.
This year's 4-H program has meant kids working more on their own. There haven't been face-to-face meetings with other club members, nor community projects done by groups. That isolation, to avoid sharing the coronavirus, is now mirrored in extra precautions being taken at summer fairs that hold a strong tradition in South Dakota. SDPB's Brenda Wade Schmidt talks to one 4-H family near Baltic, where work with livestock and other projects continued, even though they weren't sure how the summer would end.
It's fair season in South Dakota, that time of the year between the 4th of July and the first day of school. Typically, it's when 4-H kids shine with end-of-year projects and well-trained livestock. While that is still the case, this year has been anything but typical because of the coronavirus pandemic. For 15-year-old Kennedy Fredrickson, it's meant working with just her family, instead of other club members, to reach their goals.
Well, this year it's kind of been like just lonely. Like it's just kind of our family so far, like in our group. But I can still do my projects out here, and I mean, I still have my animals, and it's always fun to see the progress over the year and just watch them develop.
One of Kennedy's livestock exhibits is a 4-year project to break her horse, Dakota, which takes practice and consistency.
Well, I try to get her out every day. Like right now, I'm trying to get her to stand because she has a problem like standing. So I take her out every day and I'm trying to lunge her and get the saddle on her and just lunge her every day and tie her up for a while so she learns to stand.
Kennedy, her sister Maya, 13, and brother Grady, 11, of Baltic, have completed exhibits and worked with their horses, sheep, bunnies, and waterfowl. Instead of showing at the Sioux Empire Fair, they are participating in Achievement Days on August 15th and 16th, an event that is judged, but the public is not allowed to watch this year.
Seeing like what the judge thinks about
like your animals that you've worked with and your projects, and seeing like all the work you've put into the year of 4-H all coming together, and like it's so rewarding.
She is making a succulent holder out of wood, string, and glass jars, possibly a gift for her grandma once the judging is over. Earlier this year, the family wasn't sure what to expect by fair time. They bought their sheep right before things started shutting down, and then faced the uncertainty of whether there would even be a show.
We were a little nervous at first because we didn't know if we were even going to get to keep our sheep and show them, which would have been really disappointing because that's one of my favorite parts of 4-H is the livestock.
The family has continued to work with their animals and projects, even when they weren't sure of what would happen. Practice and exercising their horses and sheep make for well-trained livestock, no matter how the year ends. Maya likes to go through drills with her horse, Cisco, for the driving competition that includes pulling a cart and listening to judges' commands.
I practice out in the arena over here a couple times a week just so I'm ready and stuff.
This year's 4-H shows will be by each contestant's trailer instead of in a show ring, and animals won't be kept on the fairgrounds.
We have friends from Parker, and they don't even go to our fair, but they always come and watch us show sheep, and then we always go ride rides with them, and they always like have fun with us, and I'm gonna miss it so much. I'm just gonna be lonely without everyone to hang out with.
The family doesn't want to chance getting sick either, so that they can start school on time.
I don't think I'm probably not gonna go to the fair this year. I'm gonna try to stay away from that. I don't really want to get COVID, because I mean, I don't want to get everyone else sick, and that would just not be fun. So.
For Maya, her sheep projects and other animals mean more than one 4-H show, one year's work, and a handful of ribbons and awards.
One day when I teach my kids how to show livestock, that I will be helping like the agriculture industry and like teaching kids how to have good responsibility. And it's just fun getting to know your animals.
For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, this is Brenda Wade Schmidt.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.